Good morning, everybody. I welcome you in the name of Jesus Christ. After the service, these two doors, you can go into the coffee room to have refreshment after. And then we are going to sing just a little song before we start. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice, and be glad in Him, glad in Him. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and be glad in Him. This is the day, it is the day that the Lord has made. So I welcome Reverend Peter to lead us in today's service.
Good morning, everyone. It's lovely to welcome you into church on this Remembrance Sunday for our service of Holy Communion. Whether we're present in church or watching at home later on today. Today, as one nation, we solemnly remember those who, in two world wars, as well as in other conflicts and battles, have given the most precious gift of all, their lives, in the service of our country, in the pursuit of a more peaceful world. Lives given for freedom and justice. On Remembrance Day, we don't glorify war, but remember the devastation that it causes on all sides, and we commit ourselves to peace today. And I pray that we will know the Lord's peace in our hearts. As we remember the sacrifices laid down today, we remember the greatest sacrifice of all, the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. God reconciled us to himself in Jesus and gave us a ministry of reconciliation. Our hope is in Christ alone, the Prince of Peace. So let us worship. Please be seated for our prayer. Let's pray. Lord, we praise you that as we come to worship you today, your Son, Jesus Christ, our living Saviour, is with us by his Spirit. Closer to us than we are to ourselves. He laid down his life for the sins of the world. And in the quietness, let us confess our sins to God. Lord, we are sorry for the times when we have not lived in peace with our family or with others. We confess those jarred edges of relationships where we need your healing and unity. Lord, have mercy upon us, we pray. Forgive us our sins. Cleanse us, we pray. Wash us whiter than snow. And restore to us the joy of your salvation. And Lord, we come with thankfulness today. Thankful for all those who serve the Queen and country in the forces on sea and land and in the air, at home and abroad. For doctors, nurses, chaplains, and all who minister to those in need or distress, serving others in conflict zones. And Lord, we thank you for the work of the Royal British Legion in their centenary year. And Father, for the gift of faith and hope for a new creation, a new future, secure in you, we give you our thanks and praise for all these blessings. Amen. We know that a number of our congregation will be taking part in the town parade and service of remembrance at the war memorial this morning in the cemetery. And we are represented there today by Alan and Gordon, who will be laying a wreath on the church's behalf. And now we're going to have our usual remembrance that the children take part in. And I think Ronaldo and Janiah are going to come and share with us in our act of remembrance. And then in a moment, Ivy and Albert will lay their wreath. So I just ask you to please stand for this part of our remembrance as the boys lead us. Do you want us to just stand up there, boys, and I'll bring this towards you.
Today we remember the men of our town who gave their lives in service to our country in war. 144 men from our town never came home.
Today we remember again the 10 young men from our church and Sunday school who died. Today we say thank you. Please stand as you read out their names. Clement Rash,
Pem Mills,
Clifford Sizer,
Alfred Webb,
Peter Mead,
Victor Chapman,
John Claydon,
Elias Loin,
Arthur Beavis,
John Jobson.
We honour your memory. We thank you for our freedom. The Poppy Cross. The poppy cross is laid by the step or by one of the children.
Thank you, Ronaldo and Jediah, Albert and Ivy, members of our Sunday school, remembering those who gave their lives in our church. And we'll be remembering them in our 2 minutes silence as well at 11. Let's pray together. And Lord, you do give life. You give peace. Lord, bring your peace to our world. Your peace in our streets, our homes and our hearts. Bring peace to our children and grandchildren. And we pray for children today, for children in danger, children facing war. Shield them from harm, we pray. And we pray now for our own young people. May they lead us in ways of peace. And as they go to their groups, we ask your blessing on our Sunday club and their leaders. In Jesus' name, amen. So our young people are going to go to their group and then they'll rejoin us for communion later on at the end of our distribution. And Jackie is now going to bring us God's word for today in our Bible reading, the reading set for today.
Readings taken from Mark chapter 13, verses 1 to 8. As he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings." "Do you see all these great buildings?" replied Jesus. "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down." As Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things happen? And what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?" Jesus said to them, "Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming, 'I am he,' and will deceive many. When you hear of wars and rumours of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains."
Thank you, Jacqueline. Let's pray together. Lord, we know that we can trust the words of Jesus. And though although those words might bring us worry and fear, words that we have seen come to fruition already in our history, we know that we are in Christ. And that when kingdoms fall and conflicts rise, Christ alone is King. So help us to hear your message for us today. In Jesus' name, Amen. I watched as the mortally wounded Captain Miller reached out a trembling hand and said in a dying whisper to Private Ryan, "Earn this. Earn this." And if you recognize those words, you'll know they come from the World War II film, Saving Private Ryan. Dying words from a leader of a band of soldiers who had rescued Private Ryan to return him to his family in the States at great personal cost. And his final command, "Earn this," was a statement of the debt that was owed. He was saying, "Don't let our sacrifice be in vain. Make it worth it." And today, on Remembrance Sunday, as a nation, in words and in silence, we listen for that whisper, "Earn this." Perhaps like no other day, Remembrance Day brings people together. Why? Because all have benefited. All have gained from what has been won for us and given to us. Freedom, democracy, equality, peace, and so much more. These core values have been fought for and won for ourselves and for many, some still yet unborn. And our battle for those values still continues today. The price is high, but so is the reward, and so is our debt. Today, when we remember all that has been won for us and for others, we are deeply thankful. They are worthy. Are we worthy of them? Remembrance Day brings us back to our senses. Remembrance Day gives us both a national and a personal nudge. Earn this. Not that we could ever truly earn it, but with gratitude and thanksgiving, we continue to desire to give something back to our communities, to love our neighbour. Their sacrifice was worth it then, and it's worth it now. So let's remember who we are. Let's remember and consider our true values. This past week, we've worn our poppies at home, in school, on the shop floor, in offices, in shops, and so on. And over this coming week, the poppies will disappear for another year. But it's in those very same places as citizens that we shall repay that debt, wherever we find ourselves. Let's forever keep in mind these sacrifices that have been made, lest we forget. As we come towards our time of remembrance, I just want to close where I began. At the end of the film, Saving Private Ryan, the story jumps to the future, to the Normandy Cemetery, directly behind Omaha Beach, where a now elderly Private Jim Ryan stands before the White Cross gravestone of Captain John Miller, who gave his life to rescue him, who said, "Earn this." And Private Ryan falls on his knees as an elderly man, tears streaming down his face, and all his family standing round him. A family that reflects the values and goodness of Ryan himself. And they look at him with great concern. And Ryan's wife, Alice, comes and kneels next to him beside the grave, puts her arm around his shoulder. "Alice," he says, "have I lived a good life? Am I a good man? Just tell me if you think I've earned it." And the reply comes back, "Oh, yes. Yes, you have." And Private Ryan stands and silently salutes his captain and his friends who he had lost. At the last, he had earned it. And so let it be said of us at the last as well, that we have earned it. It will take a lifetime, but in the strength of God, friends, let us earn it. Let us earn it. Amen. In a moment, we shall have our time of remembrance. We shall hear an audio recording of the last post, followed by 2 minutes of silent remembrance at 11 o'clock, joining with our whole country and with acts of remembrance all around the world today. And as we share in that remembrance, there will be some pictures on the screen which may help you to reflect, or if you just want to close your eyes as you remember, that's okay as well. And when I read the words of the poem, "They Shall Not Grow Old," that ends with that line, "We will remember them," please echo that line in a loud voice today. We will remember them. So I invite you to now please stand. And as we remember, the children in the hall will also be remembering. With one heart, let us now remember before God, victims of war on each side, and those who suffer the consequences of war today. Let us remember before God and commend into his sure keeping those who have died for their country, those whom we knew, those whose memory we treasure, and all who have lived and died in the service of humankind. They shall not grow old as we that are left grow old. Age shall not weary them, nor the years condemn. At the going down of the sun and in the morning, we will remember them. We will remember them.
Thank you.
When you go home, tell them of us and say, for your tomorrow, we gave our today. Please be seated.
Let's come before our Heavenly Father in prayer. Loving Father, we know that we are forgiven at the foot of the cross. So, dear Lord, as we stand at the foot of the cross this morning, we are sorry for the things said and done that have not been according to your will and purpose in our lives. We thank and praise you that your word says that you hold none of our transgressions against us, but you pour your love, grace and mercy upon us unconditionally. Such a blessing. So, Father, as we gather once again to remember the sacrifice of the many men and women who served their country during past wars in order that we should have peace, we ask that those who are troubled by painful memories will be blessed with your comfort today. We give thanks for all who work and support the Royal British Legion and help the heroes, so that injured servicemen and their families receive the help they need. We pray, dear Father, for those countries who are still at war or conflict with one another, and ask, Lord, how long before your love and peace dwells over their lands. Send your spirit, we pray. We think of those left homeless or orphaned and left with nothing. Please comfort them in their distress. We give thanks and ask your blessing for all aid agencies. Guide and convict all leaders to peaceful solutions and to peace restored, and commitment to COP26. Help us all to play our part. We bring to the foot of the cross those who have lost loved ones during the COVID crisis. Father, help us to move forward with hope for the future, especially for our young ones. We give thanks for all NHS workers and researchers who have battled against this pandemic. We ask, Lord, for healing for all who are unwell, bereaved or suffering at the moment. And in a time of quiet, we remember and lift them to you now. For the many blessings received, we thank you. Those noticed and those gone unnoticed, and ask that you give us eyes to see and lips to tell, so your glory shines in our community and over the lands. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's join together now with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.
Thank you, Mary, for leading us in that time of intercession. And now we move to our time of Holy Communion. As Mary said, coming to the foot of the cross. And we see again our display of poppies representing the blood of Jesus that flowed from the cross. By his wounds we are healed and receive his peace. We see the white poppy there for peace, and the purple poppies remembering the suffering of animals in war. The words of the hymn, O Valiant Hearts, contain these lines. Long years ago, as earth lay dark and still, rose a loud cry upon a lonely hill. While in the frailty of our human clay, Christ our Redeemer passed the self-same way. Still stands his cross from that dread hour to this, like some bright star above the dark abyss. Still through the veil, the victor's pitying eyes look down to bless our lesser Calvaries. These were his servants, in his steps they trod, following through death the martyred Son of God. Victor he rose, victorious too shall rise, they who have drunk his cup of sacrifice. And here again we remember the perfect sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We remember, like those many soldiers, he died young, he rose young. And we remember again all that he has won for us through his dying and rising. Forgiveness from wrong, peace from conflict, victory from defeat, hope from despair, and life from death. Greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for their friends. Now we remember how on the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take and eat. This is my body given for you. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said to them, Take and drink. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. And therefore, Father, we do this in remembrance of Jesus. We remember his suffering and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension. We thank you for his presence with us now, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Unite us with Jesus. Unite us with all your people on earth and in heaven. In his name, amen. All are welcome to receive bread and wine this morning. And we shall receive today, as we have done recently, where Muratala will guide you up to the front. And you will receive the bread from myself here and eat it, and then receive the wine from Keith, who will be here drink it and replace the cup. And then if you can return along the other aisle, that would be helpful for the flow. And if you are in a family group or a couple, then please do feel able to stand together and receive at the front. And then when all have received, the children will be drawn back in later to come and share with us. So draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given for you, and his blood which was shed for you. Be at peace. Be forgiven. Let us pray. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, freely give." God of glory, we have seen with our eyes and touched with our hands the bread of heaven. Strengthen us in our life together, that we may grow in love for you and for each other. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Refreshments will be served in the church hall after the service, and our prayer ministry team members are here, and they will be wearing the green lanyards. If anyone would like to receive prayer in a quiet place this morning, please ask. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again in glory as King of the nations. But today, and in this week ahead, we can crown him as the Lord of our lives. We offer these gifts. We offer the sacrifice of praise and the service of our lives to be peacemakers and bridge builders through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and all those you remember this day, now and forevermore. Amen.